Time once again, get those car care questions ready for ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long.
I won't say is it hot enough for you, because it won't get that way for a few more hours, but I'm sure you guys have had a busy week, to say the least, with AC problems at Lloyd's.
You know, hot weather is just hard on cars in general. The cooling systems, all of the everything that's electrical on a car, the air conditioning system, of course, and when the weather gets this hot, all of those problems seem to show up. So, and I think the same is true with people's homes. When the weather gets hot like this, things show up. But
yeah,
it's just true that it's really hot on everything. And so, yes, we've been very, very busy, as I'm sure every shop in town has been.
I wanted to talk to you about the heat and its effect on vehicles while we're waiting for calls. If you have a car problem, or truck or van, whatever the case may be, and you need to bring it in for service, you want to know what the heck could be ailing, call Dan or send a text. It's the same number, 651-989-9226. Keep in mind, though, do it early, not late, because Dan will take his leave here about 7:45, so a little over a half hour from now. Dan will hang in here until then. So call us or text us if you have any vehicle issues that you want to know what's going on. Again, 651-989-9226. Excuse me, Dan. I want to talk about batteries, because you've said it in years past that winter's tough on a battery, but summer can really be tough. Why is that? What happens in hot weather with a battery?
Well, so summer's actually even harder on a battery, I would say. It's just electrical components and heat don't go well together. And when you get anything that's electrical hot, the problems with it show up. And what exactly it has to do with why batteries happen to fail in situations like this, I don't exactly know, other than temperature swings and things like that cause expansion and contraction and those types of things in everything. And batteries are no different. And as things have a tendency to move around in there, it just wrecks them. And an older battery that's been through a bunch of that already, it just causes problems.
Yeah. 6-5, in fact, I've got to bring in Sandy's vehicle. It's original battery, which means it's about 6 years old. It's probably time, right, for that?
Well, it could be getting there. You know, she doesn't use it very much.
No, true.
A good thing and a bad thing. And you know, we'd have to, at least next time you're in for service, we certainly will, and would test any battery that's getting to be 6 years old, because it's just good to know. And the tests nowadays for batteries are very accurate.
Oh, good. That's good to know. All right. A texter just put this in a bit ago. It says they have a 2010 HHR. The driver's side airbag light comes on intermittently. What could cause this?
Well, a whole bunch of things. Of course, when you're dealing with an airbag, there's all sorts of sensors that the car needs to know about for the airbag to work accurately and properly. Things like a sensor in the seat to know if there's actually a passenger in the car. There's a sensor in the seat belt to know if the seat belt is actually buckled at the time of a collision. And there's sensors all around. So if the light is relating to the passenger seat, something's going on with that. And why it's only on intermittently, I'm not sure, because a lot of cars have a light that will come on when, if there is not a passenger in the seat, to let you know for sure that the airbag system for the passenger side is disabled. So I'd have to see the light for sure to see what it's about, if it's accurate and only on sometimes when it should be on more often, or if it's actually on for for some sort of fault code related problem.
Very good. 651-989-922.
If it's actually on for some sort of fault code related problem.
Very good. 651-989-9226 for your phone call or text message. Speaking of phones, Jim is calling in from Cottage Grove today. Jim, you're on with Dan.
Say, hello. I have a 2000 Chevrolet Impala, 2007, and the oil light comes on and says, stop the engine. You have low oil pressure. I keep checking oil. I have more than enough oil in the car. Do you have any idea what that might be?
I don't. Without doing a mechanical test, you did one of the mechanical tests, which is check the oil to be sure that the oil level is sufficient. The next mechanical test would be to actually remove the oil pressure sensor and see what the oil pressure actually is at. And we put a mechanical gauge into that hole and see what's going on with the oil pressure. If the oil pressure truly is low, and if the car is reading that accurately, then we need to see what's wrong in the engine that's causing the oil pressure to actually be low. If it's incorrect, if the oil pressure is just fine and that light is coming on, when it should not come on, then it's probably the sensor itself that has failed. And when we put it all back together, we'll put a new sensor in, and that'll probably take care of it for you.
All right. If you have any kind of a car care question before you bring yours in for service, call Dan or send Dan a text, same number, 651-989-9226. Dan will be with us till just about 7:45 this morning. So don't wait. If you have a question, we'd be glad to help you out. 78 degrees already here on this early Saturday morning. We're heading for 98. Heat advisory in effect until tomorrow night at 9 here in the Twin Cities, so be advised. Again, 78 degrees here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour till 7:45. Dan Burns, who is an ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out as usual, as he has done for years. Where exactly are you guys located on beautiful Grand Avenue, Dan?
Well, we are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us here at around 7:45. All right, we have callers. We have texters, Dan, so let's put you back to work. Judy, I believe, in Brooklyn Center is first up here. Thanks for waiting, Judy. What is your question for Dan?
Well, I had a light come on that said service the traction control, and then it went off again. And yet I wondered, is that a sensor or is that actually a part that gets replaced?
Well, it could be either. Most commonly, when something intermittently comes on like that, it's most commonly a sensor. Two things. One is we would need to see whenever that light comes on, there's a diagnostic trouble code that is stored in the computer that we can access and find out what was going on when that light came on. And the fact that the light is off again right now would suggest to me that perhaps you should not worry about it until it happens again. If it never happens again, I wouldn't worry about it. I think it was just a fluke of some sort. However, if it comes on again, like it did, then you're going to need to bring it in and at least do a little bit of diagnostics to see why that light came on like it did.
Very good. Thanks, Judy. See who's next. Dennis calling in from iSatty this morning. Dennis, you're on CCO with Dan Burns.
Yeah, Dan, I have a 2005 Chevy Silverado 2500. Having a problem with a vibration in the system, in the suspension or whatever. I've been told that it might be considered a problem called frame beaming. And it's possibly, I got some tires, I think, that, fairly brand new almost on it. And I was just wondering if you have any opinion on this frame beaming possibility.
I actually don't know what that is. If there's a service bulletin on the frame, something that's causing symptoms like this, the manufacturer puts out these service bulletins to their dealerships and to the aftermarket so that we're familiar with it. And I've not heard of that one, and I haven't seen a service bulletin on that. However, I will tell you that most commonly when you're driving down the road and you're feeling a vibration, most commonly it's tire or wheel related. However, there's a whole bunch of other things that can cause it too. And if it's intermittent and weird like that, you'd almost need to bring it in and have, one of the technicians take it for a ride, see what it feels like, and give you an opinion from there. But there's a whole bunch of things that can cause vibrations. If there's something out of line or balance in the drivetrain, if on that particular vehicle they've had a little trouble with the torque converter in the transmission, and it locks up, and then it has a chatter in it. And I've felt that a number of times in those Chevy trucks. And that can be a confusing feel also, because it feels like a whole bunch of different things, a misfire, a vibration, or whatever. But those are the types of things that could cause it. But I'd have to do a little research and see what that service bulletin relating to the frame is all about.
Yeah, for sure. Detective work. All right, Dennis, thank you very much. We're going to have a look at that forecast coming up in a moment. I think Ray, though, is waiting there in Champlin to ask you a question. Ray, thank you. What's your question?
I have a 2008 Buick Enclave, and this has been going on for about 5 years, but it's very intermittent, like once a month. I get in the car and turn the key on. Everything comes on, except when I hit the key to the starter, nothing happens. And I just turn it off, turn it back on, and then it'll start fine. And it's got a new battery. I've gone through a couple of batteries with this problem. It only happened maybe once a month, but I'm just wondering if you have any ideas. Is it the starter, do you think, or is it the key ignition switch there, relay?
Your third answer would be my first guess, and that's actually a really easy check. If you look under the hood of the vehicle, you'll find the fuse box, and in the fuse box, it'll be identified as the starter relay. And usually that starter relay and some other relay are the same part number. So my recommendation would be just switch those two. In other words, if the fan relay and the starter relay are the same part number, just switch them and see if that solves your problem. Then at least you eliminated the relay as possible. I doubt if it's the ignition switch, because we don't see very much of that. And I also doubt if it's the starter, because if the starter was doing that, it would happen more frequently than that. So the starter relay, or something that controls the starter relay, which is anything related to the security system or things like that. But those ones that only happen intermittently once a month are difficult to track down.
Yeah, I should say. All right. Thanks, Ray. Good luck with that. We're going to take a break for weather, Dan. When we come back, we'll pick up on some text messages we didn't get to yet here in our show, our car show, which happens every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Stay with us. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, callers and texters, let's see how many folks we can help out before you take your leave in a few minutes here. Let's grab a phone call. Dell's calling in from Brooklyn Center, I think. Dell, thank you. What's your question?
Good morning. I have a 2015 Honda Accord, and it appears that the heat doesn't turn off. It's strange. that no matter what I adjust, and if I have it off, it feels like there's heat coming through. And it's called the dealer. He says you push the vent button, so it turns off the vent and it stops it from blowing in. But that doesn't make sense to me. I kind of wonder what you have to say about that, because there's.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is the heat selector a knob that you turn?
No,
it's
a button.
And so how do you use? Oh, you push the button and it says several times, and it turns the temperature down.
It says on and off, and then you can adjust it up or down. The temperature
with a button.
If you go down, then you can turn on the AC. It does all this automatically, kind of thing.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it turns off, and I have to roll down the. Well, anyway.
Yeah. The deal. The with an electronic climate control system like you have, the blend doors, the doors that control whether it's warm or cool air or where that air is blowing, they're all controlled by little electric motors. We call them servo motors. And if one of those little electric motors isn't working properly, then it won't switch from hot to cold like it's supposed to, and I think perhaps that's what you have going on is that door is not moving like it's supposed to switch the temperature. When we have your car hooked up to our computer system, we can access the climate control and see what all of those doors are moving, whether the computer thinks the door is moving or not, or if the door is not moving and the computer knows that, it'll have set a code in there relating to that. So I think if you bring your car in and have a little bit of diagnostics done on it, somebody will quickly be able to see what's going on and see why it's not switching to cool air like it's supposed to.
Very good. This text, Dan, says a 2017 Nissan Rogue Hybrid. Every time I wash the car, I get a warning for the hybrid battery system. It eventually goes off, but should I be concerned?
Well, I think anytime you get a warning light at all, you should be concerned. That's why they have them. And I would say that's not normal. That light should not be doing that. So I guess I do think that you should bring it in and find out exactly what's going on with that and why it's doing that. Because if the light's coming on, I would say that there's something wrong.
Okay. This texter says, had my heater worked on in December, working great. Well, now my air conditioning doesn't work cool. Are they connected in some ways?
Well, they are connected in some ways. Just like on one of the previous calls, I was saying the door has to switch to make it from hot to cold. If you had the heater system worked on, might have something to do with it, but I think more likely what happened was the time over the winter, I would think that perhaps the refrigerant for your air conditioning system leaked out and it needs to at least be refilled and inspected for a leak or maybe perhaps there is a leak in the system and that should be repaired.
All right, Dan, we're just about out of time here. The last text, have a V8 with dual exhaust, no crossover pipe. Passenger side of tailpipe is stronger output than driver's side. Also, after first start, the passenger side is hot, driver's side is cool. What's doing that?
Well, obviously a lack of hot air flowing out of that one side. And I'm wondering if it's an original equipment system or is it an aftermarket system? If it's an aftermarket system and you know, the two pipes are just straight back, then there's a problem on that one side of the engine. I think more likely, though, what's happening is somewhere those pipes share something, if it's the muffler or what it is, and for some reason the air chooses to go out that one side. And so unless it has straight pipes, I think somewhere the pipes have something in common. And it's just happening to come out that one side. So in that case, I would say it's no big deal and perhaps normal.
Well, we have to run, Dan, but this final text compliment to you, it says this, as a fellow technician, Just want to say I love the show. Look forward to it each Saturday. So thank you for that. And if folks want to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's, what do we do?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call at 651-228-1316. And remember, Denny, Lloyd's is looking for a technician right now, so if one of those great technicians out there wants to work at a shop like this, they should call that number and come on over.
You would be so happy you did. Great shop. All right, Dan, good deal. Let's do this again next week. I hope you have a good, cool week. So thanks for everything.
Thanks, Denny.
Dan Burns, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue. Jack Farrell straight ahead, then Teresa Rooney, Master Gardener in the 8 o'clock hour, here on News Talk 830 WCCO.